I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Mozambique, Christians are being targeted amidst ongoing political unrest. Johann Grobler works with Megavoice to distribute audio Bibles in that region. He says terrorists are destroying homes and businesses.
And especially this time of the year where Christians celebrate, unfortunately, often these insurgents take an opportunity to cause fear and harm to Christians.
Results of an October election are not yet confirmed, but Grobler says there are signs that the current administration will lose political control. This is driving a power grab met by protests across the country. Please pray for the safety of Christians and that scripture distribution could continue despite the unrest. More information and prayer points are at our website. And this Christmas season, Scott Clifton with Farms International reminds us of the opportunity to offer both physical and spiritual hope to a world in need. He says, we see this played out in the birth of Jesus Christ.
Isaiah talks about, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And you have that idea that a physical child was born. Jesus became fully man, but to us a son is given. The son was already existing. He already existed in that spiritual sense for all of eternity.
So this Christmas, please pray that believers equipped with interest-free loans from Farms would experience both practical and spiritual growth. And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.